All right, welcome back. That's Some Cheese, part of the Vendetta Sports Podcast Network. Today is Saturday morning, December 9th. It's been a while since Carl Heiser is here. It's been a while since he's been on the show.
It's been a minute. I was looking back. I was trying to see when the last time it's been years, I think.
Years?
I think we're going on years. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's good to be back. Excited to chop it up.
I guess my first question is, how is Carl Heiser?
Doing well, man. I've been really busy. I'll say that. Just got married like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Started a new job. So I've been kind of running all over the place, but trying to keep up with everything.
Good. Yeah. We have Garrett in the back. I guess he'll join us when he has things to share. But I'll just go over my list now. That a boys, shouting out to people who are doing a good job. I usually like to list three. I only got one. Like, just James Herrick's a tank. He's always doing his posts, and now he's like, he's helping me with other shit. Like, he set up the banking stuff for the Newsbreak app. He took care of some back end stuff. So what a tank that guy is.
Yeah. No, he's a stone cold killer. He's good.
Do you have maybe one or two that you want to shout out? For
Thattaboys. I mean, we're sort of going to get to a semi Thattaboy thing, I think, in a second.
Was I?
Right. Well, the list you sent.
Wait, that's for the end of the year rewards.
Oh, that we weren't going to talk about that though.
Yeah, we were.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I'll shout out Wardlaw.
Okay.
For his announcement. I don't know if he wants it to be like shared this publicly, but congrats, Wardlaw.
Yeah, sure.
Then
he told me during his end of the year review that he's just been dying for a Thattaboy. Like he wants that more than anything else, so he just got one.
Yeah, I mean, and he should get one based on his performance as well. And yeah, I think he's done well. Shout out! I think Jake Reno has been doing a good job.
Okay.
Yeah. So
he has.
I'll throw him at that a boy.
Gary, you got one or two?
Mine probably would have went to Jake as well. I know that I kind of mentioned in the Slack a little bit, but he's been, since he started, he's an intern for those who do not know. Jake Green is an intern. And
yeah, we're gonna review all the interns
next. He's gotten significantly better since the start of his internship. He's taken feedback from Jake and I like a sponge. Shane's not like a sponge, so.
Yeah, he's been doing well. So the intern class was terrible. I didn't even set up a mentorship thing. No video for it. So I'll just review him really quickly. Lauren Chesick, zero posts. Just supposed to be a gaming blogger. Was given a... we had a post on the site, like college football, things we want, things we're looking forward to. She was basically asked to like do the new version. Nothing. So the only two that are going to pass are Reno, who we already mentioned, and Sophia. She helped out a lot in terms of graphics, but Savannah, not going to make it. And then Garrett, if you want to hop in, we have to, Carl, I don't even know if you saw these, but we have some screenshots that I'd like to show you.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Who do you want first?
Always good to have options, isn't it?
Yeah, let's go with Gigi first. So okay. Gigi is from Italy. He needed me to sign something so that he could stay in America, basically.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I did all that. He's supposed to be doing a video editing internship. Literally 1 month. I'm 1 month into his internship. He's like, I need to be paid or I'm going to quit. Like, first of all, I already signed paperwork to where I can't pay you. Like, even if I wanted to pay you, I couldn't pay you because I already signed paperwork for him to be able to stay in the country. Yeah. Carl's face, it's so funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
That is wild.
Yeah. So
I do love how his last thing though was like, I hope you understand, thank you. And then one of your first sentences is, you're on crack. that's crazy.
Yeah. So I couldn't even pay him if I wanted to pay him based on the thing that I signed. And then I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks into his internship, this is what he sends.
How many videos did he even edit? Do you know?
One.
Oh, good.
One.
Good.
One FIFA video.
Was it good?
It was all right.
Okay.
Yeah. It wasn't like terrible, terrible, but like not to where like, oh my God, I gotta have him. And then go ahead, Garrett. You can show the next one. This is a two-parter. So Kabir. Basically, he was supposed to be a new soccer guy. Jackson Fida and Jared Walker were like really trying to get this kid going, and he wouldn't respond to him. So I just started like tagging him in the soccer chat. Hey, blog this. Hey, blog this. He didn't blog anything. He got offended that I was tagging him in the soccer chat. And he comes with this, and then he texted my personal phone number. He must have got it from like the internship paperwork. Yeah. Texted my personal phone number. This.
What?
Yeah.
The Stones.
Yeah. I actually had to block it because I didn't want to respond. But who knows what he would have kept saying, because I don't think he was gonna stop. Yeah.
That's crazy. I was trying to come up with some angle beyond just that's insane and I can't. So
if you ask Jerry or Jackson about it, like he would not respond to him. Like they were like, hey, like I think this would be a good topic. Like he wouldn't even engage with him. So I just started tagging him in the soccer chat and then he lost.
And Jerry and Jackson are gonna shoot you straight. So yeah. It's like they're not gonna lie about anything.
So. If anything, they tried to do, like help him like
too much. Yeah.
So yeah, and then last small topic. You saw a little bit of this. I don't want to even use the name, but I thought it was a little bit crazy that just copy and pasting my articles on a.
Oh man, it was blatant too.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like we from time to time will like cover things that other like that happens like yeah. Different outlets cover the same thing.
If there's a trade, everybody's covering the trade.
Yeah, like, right. Everybody's covering it, like you know who won, who lost, that kind of thing. But this was, I mean, using the same tweets, like referencing the same article. Some sentences were the same word for word. It was bad. It was really bad. And then Stones on him to deny it.
How about it?
Yeah. Disappointed, not surprised, though.
I had a talk with myself. It was like, I'm supposed to take it as a compliment. Like at least somebody thinks I'm doing a good job. You know, somebody likes the things that they're reading from me, but at the same time, I don't know. Basically be like a music artist that like has a song and it's like, oh, copy paste all this. It's like, that would never work.
Well, yeah, that's illegal. Also, so.
Yeah. I just wanted to quickly mention that. I don't even want to use his name, but.
Yeah.
That was insane.
That was crazy.
All right. The big stuff that should take up most of the time.
Yeah.
So we signed a deal. Analytics, Pharaoh Analytics, that is done. Carl, do you have like an initial reaction? Because we're going to do so many cool things with this stuff.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. So I love the move. I think it's a really good move. I think it's the most natural partnership that we've had. And I think like it's mutually beneficial to both parties. Like you said, I think just the application is clear. Like we are going to do a lot of cool stuff, it seems. And at least like the initial
ideas that I've seen thrown around are really promising. So I'm a fan.
Yeah. So the first time when they reached out, I think it was back in like August or something like that, I turned them down. I didn't like the offer. The second offer wasn't much different, but like, you know how Trey is, like, I just got to feel the love. I got to feel the love at the end of the day.
Right.
So like, they're doing stuff beyond the agreement. Like, they are moving me out to Vegas. They are taking on all the sales stuff. Like, I'm taking a road trip with the analytics guys to move. So
that's fun.
Yeah. Garrett, do you want to chime in on any of this stuff?
Carl kind of hit on it, but like the potential that we're going to have once this goes live is we're going to be able to do so much cool stuff. Like I know we just say it, but once it's like actually implemented and like the viewers and the readers really start like seeing what we're going to dive into, it's going to be bad news bears for everybody else.
Yeah. Especially like, I guess one of the things that I won't say everything, but one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is we're going to be able to put our own fantasy rankings out for every single sport. So like, we're going to have like an auction calculator where it tells like, this player is worth $50 in your auction budget. And then we'll have like, this player is worth pick 12 in your snake draft. So like stuff like that, it's going to be really cool.
Is that something that you would have a say? Like, is that subject to just like a calculator that they have? Or
so
subjectivity involved?
I looked at the one for fantasy football and it's basically like a formula. It's like a pie chart. It's like last year's performance, age, contract, like it broke it down and then it weaved it all into like different numbers and shit. And basically my job will be like, I don't like that. What if we turn it into this?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. This was a question I had. Were those PDFs that you've been sending, is that related to this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wasn't sure.
That's like the basic data flow.
Gotcha.
That we have access to.
Cool.
Yeah. So for those that are watching that don't know, they basically come up with like, hey, the numbers lead to this. This is what we think the outcome will be. They do it for player props, the games. So definitely excited for all the things that we're going to do with this. And then one more thing I wanted to reveal is it's not totally done yet, but I was told it's going to happen that either this year, but most likely next year, that we'll be at the Elite 11 camp for the quarterback.
That's big.
Yeah. And we're going to tie all this stuff, like, because one of the things they primarily want me to do is like, so they have this thing called movement data. And like, so like when I knew Trubisky was going to suck, what we can do is like, hey, his movements kind of look like that. What can we put it in a chart and see what happens?
Yeah. Right.
Like when I like Stroud at the combine, hey, his foot kind of looks like this. Can we put it into the data and see what happens? So that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm really excited to see what it spits out.
I know you're jazzed about the Elite 11 camp because I can't remember the last time I saw you defend Tua without mentioning the Elite 11 camp. So, true. Yeah. I know you're excited about that.
Yeah. I love those camps. So there's like 1,000 different things, but definitely excited about that. And then we'll close the show out with end of the year awards. I don't want to give too many of my answers away just because nobody will read the post then. So I'll just go through it and we'll see what you think. Rookie of the year. Do you have like a strong pick here?
I actually think there's some legit contenders for this. I think there's I'd say there's three guys in my head that all have an argument for the award. I think it comes down to Wardlaw, Reno, and Jackson Fida.
Okay.
I think those are the three.
Garrett, you can stay on camera for this because I want to gauge your opinion.
Gotcha. Those are probably your top three. Yeah. And like Carl said, I think that every single one of those guys have an argument to be made as why they deserve it.
Fair enough. I think that's a good list. How about in terms of most improved?
I'd like to say, quick note, this is coming from somebody who finished second in Rookie of the Year voting to Anthony Fontanello.
So, no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
I'm gonna, you don't think I keep receipts too, Trey? I do.
That's awesome. I was reading the last year's post, and I had Cervantes as the MVP. I was like, wow, look at that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he did take on a lot of stuff last year, so that makes sense.
So who do we have for most improved?
Most improved. Let me look at the general chat to see who's even still here.
Garrett.
That's what I that's what I'm doing as well. Okay. Is I just pulled up my Slack.
Okay. How about a quick side note on the Sports Illustrated AI fake writers?
We're never going to do that. So,
and the fact they almost doubled down on it too. They're like, we don't do this. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
sports media is dying.
Yep.
At least big sports media is dying.
We're gonna save it though.
We are gonna save it. One attaboy at a time. See, like, the most improved for me is there's people who were already good, and I think they really stepped it up a notch. I think that counts. Yeah, so I think it. Who won it last year?
Bagdonis.
Okay. I think Diamond.
Okay.
I think he's like, he was already really good. But I think he's been on another level this past year.
His written stuff is better than he gets credit for.
Yes. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like he has the volume and he has the quantity and the quality at the same time, which is huge.
And he's taken my editing away, so that's even better.
There you go.
I think I'd maybe consider I don't think he's necessarily had the post output over the last couple of months that would maybe like warrant an award like this, but I really like what Jack Saban did during the baseball draft. Like getting out the profiles and stuff like that. And you even wrote an article that one of his profiles was quoted in at a bigger site as well.
NBC Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good shout.
Okay. Okay. How about, does anybody take away Chickster's Trash Talker Award?
Somebody has to at some point, right?
No.
Did anybody do anything this year enough to take it though?
That's the question. One of these days, Chickster has to lose. But,
well, I also feel like it was a down year for Chickster.
I know.
He felt kind of tame this year.
I think he's resting on his laurels a little bit.
He is. He doesn't see any competition, so he doesn't feel like he has to try as hard.
No.
I think he became a dad and it changed his personality.
That could be it. I would I would consider giving this to the guy who texted your personal number.
That's not bad.
God, could you imagine? Chickster would write a whole article that this award went to somebody who doesn't work at the site anymore.
That's actually really funny, though.
God. He'd be insufferable.
But then he'd earn his title back, is what would happen.
He'd be off to a really good start. That is true.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it's just there hasn't been like a big blow up that he's had with Trey or like Scott or Gavin's gone. Like, I feel like all the people that he used to trash talk either like have been not arguing with him or just like less present than they were before.
Yeah.
So some of it is situational for him. He's a system trash talker is what I'm trying to say.
He does like debate Trey quite a bit though. That is one of his favorite pastimes, is throwing out stuff that he thinks Trey's going to bite on.
This is true. But then he says outright that it's bait. Which
that,
like
that does kind of like it takes it back a little.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I love Chick. I love Chick though. This is all obviously messing around, but
yeah. How about best brain? Last year I gave it to Jerry Walker. I usually try to give it to a weirdo that I really like. Before that, it was Emma Brown.
Yeah. I think we do. I think there are definitely people deserving of this, but they didn't express it enough.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big Milo Coulter guy, but I think I think he could win this. I think he really could.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was like he lost fantasy baseball and then worse again. Garrett, you have an answer?
I'd potentially throw out Jackie's name in the sense of like since we are like the sports media guys, but like she's hammering the food content, like something like completely off track from like what we normally do, but she's crushing it with that, those kind of like food reviews and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Marsman. Hold up.
That's also who I was thinking as well, as Marsman Gaming.
I love his videos, by the way.
He does good work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about best duo? This might be a hard one. Last year I gave it to me and Chickster for just bantering in the Slack, but I feel like we got to do better this year.
Best duo. Vendetta and Pharaoh Analytics. Ayo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ayo.
I'd give a shout to Sam Palmer and Faden in the WWE chat. They've done a good job with getting out WWE, like wrestling news in general, not just specific to WWE, but they've done a good job covering like all the mainstream wrestling news. And it sounds like we have some stuff planned up for the end of the year as well in WWE as well. So
Garrett, you would know this answer better. Have we successfully replaced Izzo yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we successfully replace the
Well, I don't think we could bring in anybody that's gonna replicate or take away those skits that they do. So those skits are one of one, and I don't know that I mean that in the best way, but
did we successfully replace the nerd?
I mean, it's hard to replace somebody that like didn't really have a huge impact here. So, I feel like you could look to the interns.
I thought you were going to say, "Well, we have an analytics department now." So,
those guys could only dream.
Okay, how about best video series? Speaking of which, the YouTube channel is monetized. We don't post nearly enough on there, and I hired way too many video editors. To the point where I'm like concerned what I'm gonna do, but I always know that this happens every year. I'm gonna end up firing half of them anyway. So
I'm just trying to think of what video series we do that would qualify for this. I mean, would you consider, Trey, that your like Red Sox front office videos are a series? Because if so, I'm always entertained by those.
You like those?
Oh yeah, they're good.
I was thinking about
the 40-man roster. The 40-man roster.
I was thinking about maybe next year I should do them for more teams, like heading into.
Yeah. Andrew, I like your draft simulation videos.
Okay.
I think those are always funny. I remember one. I forget what class it was. Like two years ago, maybe three, where I think it was a Jaguars simulation.
I know exactly. Penei Sewell
fell to like the third round, and you're like, it was something crazy. Like the simulation just went off on that one.
I think he fell to like, I think I got him at like pick 26 or something.
Yeah, it was something crazy. Like,
and I
that.
Just kept trading down. Like, he'll be there.
Yeah, it is sometimes infuriating though how much you trade down in those. Like, no interest in making any sort of draft pick.
It's never first pick. It's just trading. He's never trading down. It's always like, I got to get these picks, and he'll trade down like four times.
Yeah, and then he'll come back with the, like, they'll offer him, you know, a sixth and a seventh, and he'll be like, how about you give me your second, third, fourth, sixth, and seventh? They're like, oh, you don't want to do that? Okay. So good.
Good to know. I think I did all the teams last year.
Yeah, from what I remember, you did.
Or Garrett, you might have took a couple from me.
I think I did a couple.
Yeah.
But I didn't do nearly as many as you did.
Garrett, do you have an answer for best video series?
I actually like watching It's Called Football.
Oh, okay.
I like
soccer
it.
Show.
Yeah, the soccer show. I would also be remiss if I didn't give Chickster and I a self shout as well for Hard Locks.
That's the next category.
Best
podcast.
Then there you go. There's my vote.
Okay. Carl, do you have a best podcast? I was thinking about putting NA.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think personally, if I'm gonna toot my own horn a little bit, I do think Gym Arrange, when we're posting, is the best. But we haven't been. So
do you want to give people an update on that?
I guess I will. So it's not it's just tough. Like, Cervantes is really busy.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
He has a lot of responsibilities within Northwestern's student journalism
program. I think I offered twice that I would take a flight out and like take care of him for a day or something.
Yeah. Like, he's like the head honcho over there, it seems like, because he has a lot of responsibilities. So he always kind of has something he needs to be doing. That makes it tough with like scheduling days to record and stuff. And it's okay. Like, I don't hold that against him at all, because I totally get it. But, yeah, it's been challenging to try to get stuff up. Like, we're a month into the college basketball season. We have one episode that I don't even think I've posted it yet. So some of it's on me as well. But that's not to say I think we are growing in other areas. Like, I've been working on some cool stuff kind of behind the scenes a little bit. And I've been getting media credentials through it,
that's
a first for this year. So yeah. Even though maybe the output hasn't been there, I think some good is coming out of.
Do you think
out of it?
There's anything data wise, analytics wise, that you can do for college basketball beyond betting?
Yeah, absolutely. So for that side of it, like, when we put out picks of the day, that's more of a. We have some models that we look at for sure, but a lot of it is just knowing ball, honestly. Like, a lot of it is we watch the games and we kind of know the teams and get what's going to happen. But I do think that it's always good when you have the analytics on your side in addition to, like, how you think it's going to go. So having that kind of confirmation, if there's some sort of application that Faro has for that, I would – certainly be.
They definitely have like a betting thing that we could do.
I would certainly be open to giving that.
That's exactly how I'm gonna approach it too, is like, I basically am good. I already think a certain way. I want the numbers to say something, and if they don't say something, I want to know why they don't say something.
That's basically all right. Exactly.
Do you think Cervantes would be leading his school paper if it wasn't for here, or do you think he'd be doing that anyway? Because it's funny.
I that's a good question. I think he would be doing it anyway, because I think he's legitimately like talented and a really hard worker.
Yeah.
Like, I think just by the strength of his hard work alone, I think he's gonna succeed. Like,
it's funny though, because Scott leads his school newspaper too.
Really?
How many school newspaper leaders do we have?
Yeah. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two more, and then maybe we'll talk Red Sox for 10 minutes if you want.
Yeah.
Best article series.
What have past winners of this been?
Last year I gave it to myself with the NFL draft stuff, but I don't want to do that again. And then I'll click on the 2021 one. Let's see. 2021, I gave it to McGinnis with the Flyers blogs, but he hasn't been doing those anymore.
Oh, yeah. I had Yeah, I'm trying to think of like past series that we've even had. So yeah, there were the Flyers blogs, which that was a ton of effort.
Yeah,
those. They were always it sucks like,
because I think he would do them again, but they suck too bad, and he doesn't want to do them. So he switched to the Phillies.
Oh yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, but you could tell. I mean, just the time and the effort, and like honestly, just the love that went into those.
I know.
Was so obvious. I mean, you'd look at the preview that would get sent in the Slack, and it'd be like 12 minutes. It'd be like,
for one game.
The game just ended. So how did this? How did you manage to do this? It's like 6,000 words.
Yeah.
And then in the past, like I know Cervantes did like a Duke kind of version of that once upon a time. I had a series that lasted all of 2 weeks, which was bona fide scrub of the week. So if you do the math, that's two posts.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I think I might bring that back. Honestly, I think that has potential for sure. But yeah, I don't know. Like it's tough. Like we don't really have a lot of series anymore.
Garrett, do you have an answer?
I am struggling to think of a lot of series options that we have right now.
Would you consider Herrick's UFC takeaway as a series?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'd probably give it to him.
Yes. If that's the series, then yeah, I'd give it to him.
Why wouldn't it count?
I think by definition that is a series, so yeah. I would give it to him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last one, MVP.
My vote would probably go to Hanifin.
See, he was my vote for most improved, but I'm going to talk myself probably into him for MVP. I mean, I guess has anyone ever won most improved in MVP? Like in the NBA at the same time? Does that happen? Oh,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think so.
He would probably know, honestly. I bet Hanifin would know that.
He probably would. He's got such a big brain.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we kind of already hit it. I think for this, there's probably – I think it comes down to Herrick or Hanifin.
Okay.
Honestly, I think that's who I would have as the final two.
Fair enough.
Not to say that other people haven't had significant contributions. I mean, we have Garrett on here. He's done a great job this year.
Wow. Garrett, you got a great job.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, me saying, like, there's a clear top two doesn't negate. I think there are a lot of people who have put in work, and I think.
Would you add any award? Any award that I can, like, make up and have? Or maybe even somebody that deserves an award that
somebody that deserves an award that wouldn't be getting one.
Yeah.
Honestly, not really. Okay. I mean, looking at, I think we've named everyone who would be in consideration for an award.
Garrett.
But
I am scrolling through the members in Slack, and I think I agree with Carl that I just, I don't think I would necessarily add anything else.
Okay. Sophie handles this show now, so if I can figure out a way to give her an award or a shout out, do that too.
Scarlett, as always, I think deserves some type of. Yeah, we didn't mention her yet, so I'd throw her out there.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the Red Sox at all, and then we can close there? We'll give it.
Yeah, we can talk about the Red Sox. So it's funny. Pull back the curtain a little bit. One video series that I was thinking about doing, which was sort of like a companion series almost to your like front office videos, was I was gonna make. So I have like a whole notes app on like who I would select for this, but it's a there's a draft in our WordPress for a while that was, it was like Untitled Backyard Baseball Project, and it's gone now because like I just never got around to it. But it would be building a backyard baseball team using the philosophy of like a given general manager and seeing if you can win a championship. So like I was going to do one for Chaim Bloom, which would have been absolutely hilarious. So like. Okay, so they have like kid players and then they have pro players. So like given the fact that the Red Sox under Bloom were trading away like homegrown talent, you weren't like, one of my rules was I can't have any pro players who at one point in their career played for the Red Sox. There was no emphasis placed on pitching in the Bloom era. So I couldn't have anybody with a pitch stat over 8. So
oh my God. Higher
than that, like I couldn't have.
This is hilarious.
Inconsistency was also a hallmark of the Bloom era. Like the bats would be there one day and the next wouldn't be. So pitch locator after every time I won a game, pitch locator would be turned off. And I'd have like, yeah. And I had specific like characters in mind for like different players.
Okay. Yeah. I like this idea a lot.
Yeah. So I think that definitely has potential. I would like to get around to it at some point, but we'll see. It's a lot. And
well, we have the video editors now for January. So please use them.
Yeah. So I have that in mind, but anyway, back to the Red Sox. I will say the thing that comes to mind right now is I think it's such a bad look that Soto and probably Ohtani are going to be in division.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
And then the Sox come away with Tyler O'Neill, and that's supposed to, like, that's, to me, it was another Bloom pickup.
Yeah. I wasn't upset about the Verdugo trade necessarily. I just think he was a piece that I would have liked to see used for something else.
Yeah.
I get that we're trying to get controllable pitchers. So I don't hate it from that standpoint, but Verdugo at least was like he was a bat at times. He was
their best defender too, and they suck on defense.
He's not that great of a defender. So
he's got a great arm on him.
Does. That's fair. So I understand like Breslow trying to build out the pitching depth. Like he brought on Andrew Bailey as the pitching coach, didn't he? Yeah, so that's kind of cool. The Tyler O'Neill thing doesn't move me.
You can tell some of the pitchers that he like didn't like too from the Bloom era. Like he got rid of the guy that Bloom acquired for Kike Hernandez in the O'Neill trade.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got rid of they already traded their 10th round pick in the Rule 5 trade that they made.
Sure. Although didn't they lost Drohan in the Rule 5.
Yeah, he didn't even add him to the roster. So
yeah, so that's kind of wild. I guess, I mean, clearly Breslow didn't like him then.
Yeah, he must not have liked him.
Must not have liked him, yeah. But that's kind of like, that's sort of what Breslow has done, is just gotten rid of like people he didn't like or Cora didn't like, I guess. Like Cora definitely didn't like Verdugo.
Hated him.
Like he was benching him every single week for like, honestly, really petty stuff. And I think if you asked Cora, I think he'd be like, he'd tell you he was trying to like light a fire under him or something, but it just never... It never really came across that way.
The only benching that made sense to me is when he was late to showing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was totally valid. But also, I think the reason he was late to showing up is because his coach hated him. So. Yeah, true. Yeah, he probably didn't even want to be there. But yeah, just you have Soto going to the Yankees. You have Ohtani probably going to Toronto. And
well, he's not on the flight.
Yeah, whatever. So I guess I think my overall feeling will be how the Yamamoto thing goes, because that's a big win.
Because if they don't get him, who are they going to get to pitch? It's going to be the same team.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of the pitchers though have been like, I would have been interested in like a Sonny Gray, but he's off the board now.
Yeah.
There also weren't even there weren't a lot of great like free agent arms either.
There's a ton of them, but like would you pay Blake Snell like $200 million? Like I'm just not doing that.
No, probably not. No. Yeah. So I don't know. It's too early really to make a call. And there were so many things wrong at the end of the Bloom era that I'm okay with like the steps that I think Breslow is taking right now to fix that. But I also think it's going to be ugly for a couple years. I think it's not going to be good. Especially, I mean, like I said, so the Blue Jays are getting better. Presumably the Yankees have gotten better.
The Orioles are not going away.
The Orioles are not going away at all. And the Rays are the Rays, and they're just always somehow good.
If anything, the Orioles should be better. What happens when Jackson Holliday comes up?
Yeah, right. Like they're not going anywhere at all. And like Gunnar Henderson's going to get better. Adley Rutschman's still there. Yeah, they have a good team. And once Bautista has to recover from injury, but he's disgusting.
Gross.
He's an absolute tank. Like he's a massive human being.
I had him in fantasy. I loved having him.
Yeah, I was at the game that he got hurt.
Oh,
it was unfortunate. He threw one pitch and came out of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they brought in some guy who like was probably 5'7", who I'd never seen before, and he managed to get out of the inning. But it was, yeah.
They just picked up Kimbrel.
Yeah, which like he's so washed. It's unbelievable. Every time I watched him pitch last year, it was like he would walk two guys and then he'd like create trouble for himself.
He loves doing that.
Yeah, he would never come in a high pressure situation. He'd come in a very low pressure situation and then make it challenging for himself.
Yeah.
And he's not throwing as hard as he used to. So it's like
not even
close. You have less confidence that he's going to be able to blow these hitters away. What else was I think? Oh, and the Rays are funny just because if you could put. You could put Bobby Dalbec and Franchy Cordero on the Rays, and they would immediately be like 130 WRC plus guys.
Franchy Cordero just signed in Japan, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Is there anybody that you want to see the Sox get beyond pitching or Yamamoto?
Just in free agency?
Like I was kind of talking myself into Gurriel. Like I thought he would be a good bat for them.
Which one? Which Gurriel?
Lourdes.
Okay.
The younger one, yeah. He had a good year for Arizona this past year. And he can actually play some second base, which they also kind of need. Or at least for a year.
Is Hoskins a free agent?
Yeah, he is.
I wouldn't mind Reese Hoskins.
Where would he play, though?
Yeah.
Because it feels like their DH spot is taken up now.
Yeah, right. Because you're not. Because.
Yoshida.
Yeah, Yoshida's not going to play the outfield. So. I mean, we could throw. There's always the risk with those Colorado guys. Oh, and he's 34. Never mind. I was going to talk myself into CJ Cron. That's how bad this has gotten, but I was going to talk myself into CJ Cron.
The Angels did.
The Cron zone.
Garrett loves CJ Cron.
The first base. We could go get Joey Votto.
Yeah, but he's a lefty too.
Yeah.
Do you want to first baseman?
Who's playing second this year?
Undetermined.
Okay.
They have that Valdez that they got in the Christian Vasquez trade, and Pablo Reyes. I think that's
No.
I heard they were looking at Whit Merrifield.
I wouldn't mind that. He is 35 though.
Yeah.
That would be a very I wouldn't mind Adam Frazier, honestly.
Okay.
He's decent.
You can play the outfield too.
Yeah, he's decent. He was okay this past year. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these potential, like even the guys that are available at second base are all like 34. It would just be a very like. Do you remember when the Red Sox had Ian Kinsler for a hot minute?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's what it would feel like to me.
He was awful.
Yeah, he was really bad.
Awful.
They even had Brandon Phillips for like a month. He was actually really good.
I remember that.
Yeah, he was kind of good.
The crazy thing is I saw him in AAA too before they got him. He was playing AAA with somebody. Nice. Yeah.
We could bring back Jose Iglesias. Nah. No. Not into it. IKF.
I actually think they should think about playing that Zidane Rafaela at second.
Oh, sure. Is he on the 40 man?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Okay.
I think he played in like 40 games last year.
Yeah.
He just swings at everything. That's the problem right now. He swings at everything, but he's talented.
Would you want to bring back?
I still think they need one more bat. Is Tyler O'Neill really going to be their big bat?
Yeah, it's so shortstop. Have we determined Trevor Story now has the requisite arm strength to play shortstop? Like, did he get fixed?
I don't think it's great. I think he can move okay, but okay. I think next year, 2025, it's going to be Meyer's job anyway, I would think.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It is kind of tough because, Tristan Casas, he was good. The flashes were good.
He was better in the second half of the year. Yeah. The first half of the year, he was awful. The second half of the year, was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. The first half of the year, he was hitting, like, .190. Wasn't very good. Because, I like a lot of the guys that are available. Not a lot. I really just like Matt Chapman. That's who I like.
Okay.
I just don't know where you put him is the problem.
No idea. Like,
he's way better defender than Rafi, though. I will say that.
Well, yeah.
So maybe you put him there. You move Rafi to first. You move Casas to DH, and you just put Yoshida in right field. I don't know.
For the home games, maybe Yoshida can play left for the home games.
Yeah.
Because they use if Manny Ramirez can play left field at home, then Garrett, what happened?
I think it might have kicked him out because he was he frozen on your screen for a while?
Yeah, he was frozen.
He was frozen on my screen too. I think he might have lagged out.
Great. Garrett, you're a CJ Krohn fan.
Dude, highway to the Krohn zone, dude. Have you seen some of the names accepting invites to the Senior Bowl?
No, I haven't looked at it at all.
There's some guys going to Mobile this year.
Because I know they changed the rule.
Yeah.
Is it like you're seeing names that couldn't get in before?
I'm seeing names that I was kind of surprised to see go.
Okay. Read them off to me.
I like Malachi Corley a lot. He's going to go. Tez Walker.
Tez Walker's not a senior, right?
Correct. I don't believe he's a
senior. I don't think I like the rule.
I don't quite understand why they would do it because their whole thing was for seniors.
How are you going to call it the Senior Bowl?
Latu from UCLA is going to go.
Like, here's my question. Why wouldn't you put him in the East-West game?
That's a good point.
Why not put him in the East-West game? Because the players that go to the East-West game, you're lucky if you get 10 in the whole game that get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
So why not put him in that one and then leave the Senior Bowl to Senior Bowl?
Johnny Wilson should be a fun watch. Tommy Eichenberg.
He's not a senior either, right?
Wilson?
Is Johnny Wilson a senior?
Johnny Wilson. FSU.
I know for a fact Tez Walker wasn't a senior.
I like Tez Walker quite a bit. Johnny Wilson's a junior.
That's what I thought. Yeah, I don't like the rule.
I mentioned Latu's going to go.
Like, Mike, here's my question. Let's say a guy like Nacua. He doesn't even get invited now.
It makes you wonder if they're going to put a limit on the players, like the players who go and how they prioritize who gets the invites.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to leave some good seniors out there.
You're going to leave some quality players out there, and they're going to be stuck going to like the East-West game where they're not going to get as much shine.
I don't like it.
I It would be different if, I mean, obviously we don't know because there's some players who haven't even declared yet necessarily, but like it'd be different if like some like big hitters start going. But like then I still get it because like it still kind of takes away the shine of the Senior Bowl because they're gonna have to rename it basically.
I just don't get why they wouldn't put them in the East-West game and like televise the East-West game because they don't even show the practices for that.
No.
But the game's on TV.
Does anybody even watch though?
The game. Yeah, some years it is. Like Garoppolo was in it 1 year and he was good. I remember. Who else was in it? Josh Norman was in it 1 year and had a big game. So sometimes it does happen, but I just don't understand why they wouldn't beef a second one up.
Yes. I agree.
Anything you want to add before we close this?
No, I got nothing.
I was actually happy to hear Carl say that he likes the front office videos.
Yeah.
I might have to do more of those.
I typically watch almost everything that you post because I know that you're it's probably based around some sort of rant about something you don't like. I just like hearing to get worked up about something.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I guess before we close, super excited to see what we're going to do with this analytics stuff. I know that I have a plan for a bunch of things that I want to do, but times are coming. And I was told the next secret will be done around March. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
This constantly thing's coming.
Yeah. Other than that, make sure to go follow Carl, his computer issues, but always fun chatting with him. I guess it's been too long since I had Carl on the show.
Carl's a good listen.
Yeah. His Twitter's right down there. It's going across the screen. Make sure to follow Garrett. He's the Notorious GMB. I think that's what it is.
Notorious _ GMB. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Myself, Trey Daubert. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and we'll see you next time.